This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Anthony Grajeda.
And with us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Mary Anderson, who happens to be the race director for the first ever Winslow Half Marathon and 5K.
That's right.
Let me ask you about Winslow and a race. Winslow is high.
Yes, it is. In fact, it's the highest incorporated town in the Ozarks, I believe. The reason that we chose to have a race there was because we thought we could come up with a pretty interesting and challenging course. The course that we have, the elevation variation is about 250 feet from the lowest point to the highest, and the first mile is going to be the toughest.
Which is better than the last mile,
yes,
being the toughest.
Absolutely.
So help us out with the course. Where will it start?
The course is starting, if you're familiar with Winslow, it's the old high school building on Highway 71. It'll come out of the school parking lot onto Main Street. At the next junction, it turns onto, I can't remember the name of the street, but it goes down to Van Buren, along Van Buren to Bunyard Road. And from there, it's an out and back, almost as far as the 540 bridge, which, of course, you will be on top of, so you can't see it. And then back again, down Center Street and into Winslow's downtown, where we're going to have the finish line.
This will help raise money for civic endeavors.
Yeah. Winslow is a small town with a very, very small tax base, and we're really dependent on the small nonprofits in town for the extra quality of life things that maybe we'd have to do without otherwise, like the Friends of the Library mean that we have a wonderful little gem of a library in a very small town. The Community Meals Program does a lot to really improve the nutrition of not just the elderly people in town, because anyone could eat there, but they provide good quality food at a very reasonable cost. Without these things, life might be a little harder in a small town like Winslow. And so those are the kind of people that we're hoping to help if we make enough money on this race to have any left over to help with.
Well, it's the inaugural event. So how did you guys first come up with the idea for it?
It actually started with just a very casual comment that one of my sons made, that from my house round down Brentwood Mountain Road along Highway 71 and back again from Winslow was exactly 13 miles. And so I thought, oh, isn't that just about a half marathon? And the idea just kind of settled in my brain. A couple of weeks later, I was at a party, and I mentioned this to somebody. And she said, well, I guess if we're going to have a race, we better start running. And I thought, race? Running? But indeed, we did. We started running, and we've organized a race.
Winslow, I don't know if this is fair, because you've lived in Winslow for
30-plus years.
So Winslow has something of a reputation, I think, to people who don't live in Winslow as being an eccentric sort of place, or a place that gathers, and I don't mean this in any bad way, but there are people from all over that settle in Winslow, of all sorts of different interests.
Oh, absolutely. We have a really wonderfully mixed community. We came in 1976, and as you can probably tell, I'm really not from Winslow.
You're from Van Buren, right?
Right,
or Alma.
At least
right.
Yeah. Actually, a little east of Boston.
Yeah.
Yes. My husband's from Chicago, and we moved there in 1976. And if you talk to any of the immigrant population of Winslow, it's amazing how many people arrived around the same time. Mm-hmm. We were all part of the Back to the Land movement. And Winslow was appealing because it was a small town. The price of land was just incredibly cheap, but also it was close enough to a university and a university city that we felt we would have the cultural advantages of a city. And it's worked out very well for us.
This is also, is it the same weekend as WinFest?
It's the same day as WinFest.
The same day as WinFest.
Yes. And in point of fact, we are offering free admission to WinFest for all race participants. So everyone who takes part in the race will get into WinFest free. If they're bringing friends and family with them, they can buy tickets online, and they're $8 before the day of the race and $10 on the day of the race.
Now, I'm unfamiliar with WinFest. What is that? Can you tell me?
WinFest is a musical festival. This actually is going to be its 29th year.
Oh.
And so it's been going on for 29 years. it was organized very much as our race was, to raise funds to help increase and improve the quality of life in Winslow. They're going to have, I believe, either 8 or 10 bands that are playing. Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to go on at 10 o'clock at night. It's the first time we've ever had Winfest on a Saturday.
It's usually a Sunday.
Yes, it is. So we're really hoping that's going to make it a whole lot more convenient for a lot of people to come out.
There used to be an event. I don't think it exists anymore. And it was called the Cow Patty Golf Tournament. Do you remember this?
No.
There was a Cow Patty Run that they brought back this year.
Right. That, yes. That was at Gully Park. Mm-hmm. This was a golf tournament. And the only reason I know about this is because I did a story on this 20-some years ago. And it would raise money for Winslow. And it was out in a pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only about 5 holes, but it would be, I mean, you could hit your golf ball off rusted farm equipment or into a cow patty, and it was just a lot of fun. And that's what I think of when I think of Winslow. I think of sometimes irreverent, but always a good time in organizing the events like WinFest.
It's a good family time how can I express this? It's very laid back. It's very family. It's very open and relaxed.
If someone, okay, because we are in the early summer months.
Right.
Just getting to July. So you've got time to train.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, if you go online, there are, I looked this morning on the website, we've got 78 days before the race. So if you go online, you can very easily find a training program that'll fit into that time. Plus, I think there's some places like Fleet Feet Sports who offer training programs or runs in the evening. So there's a lot of opportunity to get into shape. Just find your sneakers. Mm-hmm. And get out there and start running.
What time of day does it begin?
8 o'clock in the morning.
It's not too bad.
No, and by September, we're hoping it'll be fairly cool by then. The course is nicely shaded. Most of it is treed on both sides. So.
Oh, so you have a canopy under most?
Not exactly a canopy, okay. But it is fairly shaded. Yeah.
Fleet Feet's doing the timing?
Yes, they are.
What else should we know?
That we have a wonderful website we'd like everyone to visit. It's www.winslowrun.com. And all the information about the registration, and there's a beautiful map of the course. I don't know if you've seen it.
I have.
But it was done by a professional cartographer, and it is just a gorgeous map. I have not seen a map to equal it on anybody else's race site. So that's worth checking out. And there's information about Winslow. There's even a slideshow with some music by Double Dog Dare. And there is information on other entertainment that's going on around town that day. And information on accommodation, which might be a little bit tough because it is also a Razorback game day.
Oh.
But Fort Smith is only 30 minutes away, and there should be plenty of accommodation available in Fort Smith.
And whoever wins this half marathon, mm-hmm. Oh, and there is a 5K, right?
There's a 5K as well,
so,
yes.
Whoever wins will be the record holder.
Absolutely. They will go down in history.
Mary, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you.